If you would be turning in your Bibles to 1 Peter 2, 1 Peter 2 and verses 12. And while you're turning there, what we're going to be talking about tonight is what it means to be pilgrims and sojourners. If you think about that in the secular sense, sojourners are people who are, they're coming from somewhere else. They're not where they once were from. They have a different language. They have a different dress. They have a different history. They explain the origin of the world differently from the people that are around them. They have different heroes that they look up to that come from their history. Now that you're at 1 Peter verses 2 and verses 12, we see that Peter is calling the Christians to be sojourners, and my version says sojourners and pilgrims. Others might have exiles or something like that. But he's in this verse, we're just going to go ahead and read it. It says, I'm in verse 11. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. So, of course, all the things that I was talking about earlier applies to us as Christians living in the world as sojourners. And one thing that's kind of different from regular sojourners is that we're always trying to go back to where we came from. And that's our ultimate goal, but we can't defer our life here to eternity. We have to live here until we get there. Just because we have liberty from sin doesn't mean we have liberty from the world. We still have to live within the world. And what we're going to be talking about tonight with the brief moments that I have is just how to do that. If we continue on in verse 12, it says, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. So the point of these two verses is to always live not a part of this world, not being seen or participating in things of this world. These two verses have a lot of information that are compacted into it, and we don't have time to go into all of it. But the main point that I want to talk about tonight is that when we're talking to people in the world, and we're talking about our lives and what we believe and what our faith is, we have to be careful not to become like them when we're talking to them. It's good to know the verse, the chapter that we need to go to prove our point in what we believe. But we don't need to do it in a way... Well, there's the timer. I didn't know that would go off. But we need to do it in a way that's not combative like they usually do. We can't be intolerant to their views just because they're intolerant to ours. I didn't know this was going to be that involved. I'm over time, but I will get to the point. If you look in verse 12 at the end, it says... They may by your good works which they observe glorify God in the day of visitation. So we have to be careful not to use today as the time when we're trying to glorify God. God is willing to wait for His glorification, and that's the same day that His justice will be served. So we have to continue to be sojourners in this world, knowing that it's not about today. It's not about the argument and winning the argument. It's about being one who knows that the greater reward is to come. And that's not a sign of weakness or intolerance as the world might see it, but it's really the beginning of a new way of thinking, a new way of life that begins now and actually never ends. It lasts throughout eternity. And if you're here tonight and you're in the world still and you're not seeing yourself as one who's just here for a brief time, you can become a sojourner. It's kind of backwards to think of it like that, but that's actually the thing that will fulfill your life. It's not leaving something comfortable. It's coming back to what is comfortable. So if you haven't been baptized, you need to be tonight if you want to be a sojourner in Christ, one that will live with Him in glory in eternity. And if you have been sojourning and you've gotten comfortable in this world, and you need to come back to Christ, we'd be happy to help you with any two of those things. So if you have any need, we would ask you to please come forward tonight as we stand and sing.